Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio. Consumer Watch with Wendy Nola, Thursdays at 8:40.
Yep, every Thursday, it is Thursday, it is 8:40. Hello, Wendy lady.
Hello, Darren, good to be with you.
Good to have you with us. Let's have a look here. The first it was Appetizer, okay, that was recalled at the end of September.
Yeah.
Then it was Liqui Fruit in the series Apple juice products. And now it's the Woolworths apple juice of products. How do you like them apples? What's up with that?
Oh, you had to get that in. Yeah, so Appetizer was, I think, something like the 28th of September or something. They did a recall.
Yeah.
And then about a week later, suddenly it's Pioneer Foods with their Liqui Fruit and Series apple juice products. Yep. Must be stressed that their Series recall only applies to their export Series products. So any Series apple juice locally is not affected by the recall.
Okay.
And that's when I thought, okay, this has to be, these are rival companies. This has to be the same. It has to be the apple concentrate they're using coming from the same supplier. I mean, it just can't be that much of a coincidence because in both cases, the problem was a fungal or mold toxin mainly found in rotting apples. Sounds grim. And it's called petulin. And there's a certain tolerance for it legally, but anything more than 50 parts per billion. That's the regulatory threshold. Then you have to do a recall. So that's what happened here. And then came Woolworths, only the small little 200 ml packs, but they obviously also use the same concentrate. And what's happened this week is that the National Consumer Commission has come out and actually named the supplier of that concentrate as Elgin Fruit Juice Pty Limited. They've said they're the supplier of the 100% apple juice concentrate.
Yeah.
And they have reasonable grounds, says the Consumer Commission, to believe that Elgin Fruit Juice supplied goods that are unsafe or pose a potential risk to the public. And, of course, the Consumer Protection Act protects us against that.
Yeah.
So the question is, so what is the risk then? No one's saying very much about what the risks are. And it's quite complicated in medical, and you know, so it's difficult to explain easily. But Dr. Lucia Annelich, who you might remember, we quoted a lot during the listeriosis drama.
One,
she said that basically fruit juices are pasteurized to kill off any microorganisms that could cause food poisoning, or for the product to spoil. But the temperatures do not destroy petulant, so. It's not a question of they didn't pasteurize it properly. How worried should we be? Most of the studies done on the effects of petulant have been on animals, and they've sort of injected in quite high doses, and they found some, you know, there was some problems with DNA damage on fetuses, okay, animal fetuses. But she's essentially saying, please don't worry. It's very, very unlikely that high levels would be found in commercially managed levels would be found in commercially high manufactured juices.
Yeah.
And of course, the effect of dilution when ingesting other foods must also be considered. So, in other words, don't panic. If you've got a slight bit of nausea or vomiting or something like that, you know, that was probably as much as you could. We're probably ever going to get. So look at Google the recalls if you've still got the stuff in your cupboards, and just take it back to where you bought it from for a refund. But as far as we know, not a health risk that we should really worry about.
It seems like we need some enlightening on some of the tricks that consumers use to dupe us into believing that a deal is better than it really is. Are we still getting tricked, Wendy?
Well, some of us are. Some of us are just looking at these so-called special prices on the big signs in the supermarkets and thinking, what? Or we're seeing them on Twitter, of course, because that's what people do. I call them shelfies. Take a picture of, you know, you get one for 10 Rand, but you can get two for 22 Rand kind of thing. It's like, what? You know, what is that about? Is this deliberately trying to dupe us? Do the store staff need calculators? Anyway, so I just decided to take it up with ShopRite because a lot of people were tweeting signs, you know, so it was in that case. I didn't actually ever find out which store it was, but they had Sasco sliced bread, R9.99 each, or two for 25 Rand. That's even worse than the example I just thumb-sucked.
Yeah.
Cadbury, those little 80-gram slabs of chocolate, R11.99 each, let's call it 12 Rand, or two for 26 Rand. Now, our listeners are madly doing their sums, but yes, 24 Rand, if you buy two separately, is cheaper than buying the two And so people on social media are going, are they taking us for fools? What's going on? Because here's the thing, Darren, we as consumers are conditioned to believe a few things. Number one, that if you buy in bulk, it's going to be cheaper. So if you buy the huge pack of cereal, it's going to be cheaper than the smaller one. Mm. And often it isn't. So you sit with that hell of a big box that doesn't really fit in your kitchen anywhere well. Yeah. And actually, it would have been cheaper to buy the two smaller ones. And the second thing is that when we see a sign that's shouting at us, it's not just the normal little shelf sign with the barcode. It's like a big thing, usually in red, you know, with little jagged lines around it.
Yeah.
Our brains tell us, oh, special. So that's what the problem with these signs is, that people will just think, oh, I'll take two, and not actually do the sums, because they're believing, because everything is telling them, the sign and everything, oh, you know, it's going to be a better deal. So I went to ShopRite and I said, what is the deal here? Surely a buy two offer must always be the best, you know, a good deal, a better deal for the consumer than buying one. In terms of the price per unit. Yes, they agreed. Of course, that must be the case. We invite our customers to immediately engage with us if that's not the case, so that urgent action can be taken to rectify any possible oversight. The incorrect pricing on the products in question was the direct result of human error. Errors of this kind creep in from time to time. Well, it's quite often, if you ask me, and it's not just ShopRite. Of course, it's Pick and Pay, Spar, you name it. They all do it. When changes are applied manually at store level to accommodate promotional deals, either nationally or divisionally, at short notice, these mistakes creep in. We sincerely apologize and assure our customers that we continuously work to improve our system, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying shelf fees are welcome. If you see this, you're welcome to email me, and let's expose these mistakes, because it shouldn't be happening. If it's not just how many people in store management must walk past those shelves and not click, actually, that doesn't make sense. Let's fix it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a silly irritation to consumers. And
100%. 100%. All right, Wendy, as we're starting a trend here, don't forget to tag Wendy. Wendy is on Twitter as well. She's quite vocal on Twitter, by the way. So it's Wendy. I think it's Wendy Nola. Just Wendy Nola straight on Twitter. Just double check that for me, Skasha Malala. And the hashtag Shelfie, I think, is what we're going to go with. Hashtag, instead of selfie, it's a Shelfie. Wendy's tag is?
At Wendy Nola.
At Wendy Nola. There we go. Let's see how that trend works out. When you're out and about shopping and you see two for the price of one is not cheaper than buying two singles, you take your Shelfie and tag at Wendy Nola. Tag us as well so we can get involved in the conversation. We are Darren Kruski and on Twitter and at ECR9495. Thank you, Wendy.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.